This is a CHLY and Dick FM news update. A group of Courtney residents is raising concerns about the City of Courtney's plans to build a trail extension in Bear James Park.
They're building a road that's unnecessary, and in building that road, or pathway as they like to call it, it is destroying one of the last intact riparian zones in that park.
That was Michelle Roy, a local resident who was part of a group that gathered at Bear James Park on the morning of August 10th to protest the planned construction, leading the construction crew to stop work. According to the City of Courtney, the city planned to construct a 75-meter soft-service trail to improve park access. The trail extension project was intended to connect to the existing trail network and provide access for infrastructure maintenance and emergency response. Roy explains why building gravel roads can damage sensitive riparian zones.
So this is deemed by the City of Courtney, it's deemed a sensitive ecosystem. And all sensitive ecosystems in Courtney include freshwater springs, creeks, rivers, and of course their riparian zones. Wetlands, low-lying floodplains, all those kind of things. And it's the city that deems it a sensitive area. It's sensitive because there's fish habitat, there's salmon spawning and rearing channel that goes through it. If there's gravel pathways near it or any kind of sediment near those and the rain comes, that sediment goes into the streams, and during when the eggs are there, it can kill the eggs because eggs need oxygen. And if sediment comes from into the stream, from pathways, from too much activity around the riparian zones, those eggs can be killed.
She says that it's very hard to bring back a riparian zone after it's been damaged.
The important thing to need to remember, as soon as you build a pathway, people come and use it, and the riparian zone gets damaged, not only from the building of this pathway or road, it's from the traffic that will ensue from having that pathway available near the spawning channel, the salmon spawning channel. So there need to be barriers, there need to be protection of that area.
Roy says that Bear James Park contains a part of the Jack Haynes side channel, a vital part of the Pontleash River ecosystem that has been recognized by the Pacific Salmon Foundation as a salmon spawning destination. She says that there's already an existing road that the city is currently using from the nearby River Heights Church on Robert Lane Drive.
Where there already exists a road right down from a church, a private landowner, and they have a road already that the church owner has already given permission for the city to use. And the city has used it on many occasions, as well as BC Hydro and the fire services. We asked the city to delay the project and begin conversations with the River Heights Church.
Ray says that this project goes against the City of Courtney's official community plan.
Really important is that if this is part of the OCP plan, which is to conserve and to mitigate any development around these sensitive areas, and it requires a 30-meter setback from stream boundaries, any kind of build. They got an exemption from DFO to do this, but it's still not right. Just because you got a permit doesn't mean it's right. The setback will be impact. They're overriding their own rules on their OCP plan.
The City of Courtney has since paused the trail extension project in response to community concerns. The city will undertake a broader review of works within the park, and any plans for the park will be deferred to 2027. Roy says that the riparian zone in the park has been damaged through the years, and the city needs to focus on projects dedicated to restoring the ecosystem.
A new fence needs to be put in, some plant life needs to be restored there, and the fence to protect those plants so the traffic doesn't go down to the channel. Right now, pets and people are walking down to the channel looking, and when you get 100 people a week going through the park with their pets, that's, they need to put a fence to help, allow that plant life that they will put there to be allowed it to grow and to take hold.
For CHLY and Dick FM in Comox, I'm Jeannie Lin.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.